the Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
We're going to go straight to the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, our friend Laura Trump. Laura, welcome back to the show. How you doing? Philadelphia's happy to have you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's always great to be with you. And now that I know you're officially at the DNC, I'll go ahead and say I'm sorry. But glad one of us is doing it, because we had a great time at the RNC, and that's all I needed. We're all set now.
Yeah, this is not nearly as fun. I'm just letting you know. I'm not feeling it. I don't have a warm, fuzzy feeling. And I got two voicemails from my mother this morning telling me to be careful.
Yeah, you probably didn't get those during the RNC, but no. I digress.
But I think there's something to be said, though, about the fact that the Milwaukee, the RNC was excellent, was fantastic. The protests were kind of minimal. I think it says a lot that Chicago is boarding up their businesses. It says a lot about the state of the Democrat Party today, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. It is. I mean, it is all very reflective of the two different parties. If you look at the city of Milwaukee, while we were there for, I mean, look, you know, we had people on the ground there for weeks, obviously, but for the 4 days of our convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the local businesses made a ton of money. It was very positive there. You know, you look at the other side of things there in Chicago, and man, could they use a little help in Chicago? Man, would it be nice for the local businesses to have, you know, money coming in instead of having to board up and head for the hills, essentially. It's really a shame, but it kind of speaks volumes about who these two parties are, what they stand for, and truly what life is like whenever you have one in office and whenever you have the other in office. If you want a Chicago-esque type of country, if you want to board up, if you want riots, if you want, you know, crazed people and giant uteruses, I guess, erected outside of buildings, then I guess the Democrats are your party. If you're looking to lose money instead of gain money, if you're looking to feel unsafe, then that's your group. But if you're looking for the other side of things, more money in your pocket, safer communities, you know, a family type environment and posturing in that direction, then it's a Republican Party that you should call home. And I think a lot of people felt that way when they watched our convention. We really wanted to make it about the people of this country. That's why night after night you heard from real Americans, people who some of whom had voted Democrat their entire life, some of whom had never been political before and would have never imagined speaking at a political convention, but truly said that, you know, this is a time where they can't be silent any longer. And they wanted to talk about how their lives have all been taken in the wrong direction by the Democrats and how they are supporting President Trump and Republicans this go round in this election in 2024. And so, yeah, you just contrast, Rich, before things even really get kicked off and underway, just the feeling around the two cities, Milwaukee versus Chicago, and it kind of lays out a very clear picture, I think, for people.
Yeah, so well said. Laura Trump's with me. It's great to have her, the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. You and your husband, Eric, are doing a great job. And by the way, I know it was birthday for one of your kids. You guys had a nice little weekend.
Thank you. My daughter, Carolina, turned 5 today, and we did a big Trump boat parade in Florida yesterday, so we had a great time.
That's excellent. You should follow Laura, by the way, at Laura Lee Trump. The other point, too, is that, I mean, when Kamala Harris came out on Friday acknowledging all the blame, the destruction of this economy under her presidency, her vice presidency, and then stealing President Trump's ideas on no tax on tips, but implementing price gauging controls and all of these other things and coming out and acting like she had nothing to do with this, like she was just somebody who went on a White House tour one day and wound up the nominee. I mean, she was vice president of the United States. This happened in her administration, and they even said after the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that she was the last person in the room. They're very proud of that fact. So the idea that she's trying to walk away from this and say that she has no responsibility here is just outrageous.
No, the whole thing, Rich, is outrageous. The whole thing. Joe Biden said it would take an act of God for him to drop out of this race. 48 hours later, he posts on X, he's dropping out, not going to seek re-election.
You imagine how surprised he was when that happened?
Yeah, imagine how surprised he was when they told him. Yeah, then, you know, in the least Democratic way possible, you have Kamala Harris just plugged on in. And by the way, if people think back to about 3 months ago, there were so many people who were questioning Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's running mate when they were talking about the possibility of Joe Biden possibly stepping aside and not seeking re-election. All these people were saying it really can't be Kamala Harris because she is so unpopular. everyone knows she's failed as borders are and as her job at her job as vice president. And then all of a sudden, we're supposed to think that things have, the tables have turned 180 degrees and somehow she's this incredible politician, this person who everyone should be turning to for the answers. Rich, to your point, she's been there for 3.5 years. She has, I've been in the White House so many times. Her office is steps away from the Oval Office. You can go down there at any moment, talk to Joe Biden. You guys are a team. You own every single policy, Kamala Harris, that you and Joe Biden put in place that has taken this country in the wrong direction. And I would really like to see how these Democrats are going to gaslight people over the next 4 days into thinking that somehow Kamala doesn't own every single policy. That speech you referenced on Friday, I mean, I've never heard something crazier. It really felt to me a little bit like she's running for like class president or something and not president of the United States. The promises of it's price gouging, and I guess she said price gauging. I don't know what they wrote on her teleprompter because, you know, just point her in the direction of the teleprompter. She'll say literally anything on there.
Her she's like Ron Burgundy. Team,
yeah, literally. Her crack team came up with this whole thing for her, and yet every single economist out there, even the ones on the left, have said, this is preposterous. This is communist. There's no way to even regulate prices. What kind of country are we going to live in if this sort of thing is implemented? But it's like, oh, yeah, no Fridays if you vote for me for your school president. It's crazy stuff. And then the only things that make sense are the policies she steals from Donald Trump. Get ready for 4 days, ladies and gentlemen, of total chaos and gaslighting by this party, because that is the only thing, Rich, they can actually do. They can't be honest with the American people. They can only repeat lies like Project 2025, which Donald Trump has denounced, the RNC has denounced, the campaign has denounced time and time again and said we have nothing to do with this, yet they continue to spew that garbage out to the American people. They're running on nothing, and they're running on abortion. That's the policy platform of the Democrats. It's terrifying in so many ways, though, because if people are not smart enough to do a little bit of research, these people could end up in the White House. And I really mean it when I say it is the end of America. Communist policies put in place, complete inept groups of people taking charge of our government. If you thought it was bad now, it'll be like this, but on steroids. If Kamala and Tim Walz get a hold of this country, please go out and vote for Donald Trump and Republicans down the ticket. It's the only way we save America.
Yeah, so well said, my friend. You always bring the heat and the thunder. We appreciate it. I will say one thing before I let you go, though. There were people dressed up as abortion pills dancing in the streets. I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
And there's a vasectomy truck right outside here where you can get a free vasectomy. You didn't have that in Milwaukee, and I was kind of bummed about that because then I had to go home and schedule it with my doctor. So I'm just – my only complaint, my only critique – of the RNC. That's it.
Yeah. I'm sorry you couldn't get your snow cone and vasectomy at the same time, Rich, when you were in Milwaukee. We'll try to shape up for next time. This is what the party is. Think of what a joke we look like to Xi Jinping. Think of what a joke we look like to our adversaries and allies around the world. They're watching this. We look ridiculous. It's a real disaster. Wow.
Follow her at Laura Lee Trump. Keep up the great work. The co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Thank you so much for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
You got it. Always. Thanks a lot.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.